Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
¿Dónde está Margarita? Where is it, y'all? This is the Real Housewives of Dallas After Show. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey.
And we're back, and we're back, and we're back, and we're back.
Hey guys,
hey, hey, hey.
It's the Real Housewives of Dallas After Show. I'm your host, Raylan T, and I'm here with my girl, Erica D. She knows everything about the Real Housewives, y'all.
What's
you can
up,
catch her
people?
Doing Potomac, right? You do the Potomac After Show
here too. I do, for the next couple of weeks.
So reach out to her on social media when we give them hails at the end to talk about Dallas, to talk about Potomac, to talk about all of it. But let's talk about season 4, episode 3, Donde Esta Margarita. Okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, me and Erica don't got no margarita. We got a little glass of champagne, but...
It's all good.
You know who needed a margarita? Travis. Because DeAndra came not prepared, honey. Not prepared at all. She missed this meeting where Stephanie had set this up for her. She knew that her company only has 3 months left to, like I said before, pick it up by its bootstraps to get this ball rolling before they have to really make these cuts. So I feel like it was really nice of Stephanie to reach out to Travis. Travis clearly knows what it takes to run a successful business. As she's mentioned before, he took the business that his father gave him and increased revenue like crazy. So it's only right for DeAndra to sit down with this man and figure out or get some key gems from him to figure out what she should do with her company. So now we're waiting for her to show up, and I was really looking forward to seeing what he had to say to her. But of course, DeAndra doesn't show up because why? She had some hair issues, y'all. The hair is too, it's not going to blonde. It's looking orange. So she texts Stephanie at 1:30 a.m. like, girl, I'm not about to be making this meeting. I'm looking a mess. Please tell Travis I'm sorry. But Travis doesn't get words about this till 9 a.m. First of all, how I feel is that DeAndra wanted this business so bad. Then girl, like, show and prove. You're not doing anything. Like, the hair appointment was at 6. It ran 2 hours late. So I'm going to put it around, like, 8, maybe 10. I'll give her 10 p.m. for you to be done with this hair. So you're telling me you couldn't make an 8 o'clock meeting, 8 a.m. meeting for a 6 p.m. hair appointment that you had the night before? I don't know. I'm not buying it.
Okay, so there are a couple of things I think I found an issue with. Okay, so at first, I was like, okay, this is crazy. But then, all right, two things. One is, anybody knows anything about hair color, you have to lift all the color and then add it in. So if she was at orange, that means that her stylist wasn't through lifting her hair because she has really, really dark hair.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy for your hair to turn orange, and there's certain things that you have to do to combat that. But hair color mistakes can take like several sessions, several hours. She might still been getting her hair fried and dyed at midnight. So that is one thing. But I do agree with Travis, put on a hat or something.
Put on a hat.
Or whatever. Or on a side note, I mean, I hate to encourage lying, but you need to say something that's like, that people can forgive you for. Mm-hmm. So hair is not it.
No.
Like, you need to be like sick, or you need to be like, oh my gosh, I'm going to the doctor, or, you know, like I'm throwing up or whatever. Like, it needs to be better than that. And then especially since we saw her hair and it always looked good. So it kind of was like, did that, I'm not gonna say she was lying with the hair thing, cause that was lame. But yeah, her hair looked fine when we saw it. So it was like, okay, it's not orange. So, you know, I don't
know. Maybe she didn't want to hear. You know, DeAndra thinks she know everything. So I don't think maybe she, as much as she probably told Stephanie, yeah, I want to see what Travis had to say. I don't think she want to listen. Deandra's stubborn.
I mean, that's true, but I mean, I think also it's just a bad look. So to actually be, you know, to actually miss it, I mean, like, I missed it because, and she didn't even really say her hair. I thought at the end of the message, it was like, I need to sleep.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay,
that's what I said. So
now
that's
how you're crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, it's one thing to say, okay, I can't leave the house because I am a semi celebrity in this little, well, Dallas is a big town, but in this town, and I don't want to be outside with orange hair. I might have let you go with that. But to be like, okay, my hair is straight, I look fabulous, but now I'm sleepy, like, that's whack. I would have preferred her being in his office, nodding off or something, and then she could just be like, oh, I don't feel well or something. But yeah, like, that's lame.
Have some coffee, sis. I mean, she, I just can't believe it because how much she was bawling. She's crying about this company, what she's going to do. My mom screwed me. Like, this is your opportunity to prove your mama wrong. You got somebody who is really successful trying to help you and tell you where you need to go and what steps you need to take, and you're not taking them because of your bad hair day. But
okay, now here's what they're saying in the chat. Okay. And that's what I was doing earlier, you guys. I was trying to
we're
not trying to text. Don't nobody love me like that. I wasn't texting anybody. Okay, so all right, so Joseph said she was scared to show up. Now that I can't believe, because, you know, she's new to this and she probably does have some apprehension of kind of maybe perhaps what Travis was gonna say to her. So I do agree with that she probably,
but maybe scared of the truth.
Well, yeah, but I think also, I mean, she just got it. She just got the business. So he might be one to give her some, like, and Travis seems like the tough love, straight shooting type person, so I can see where she might have been apprehensive.
Same,
but don't punk out and with something as lame as your hair color. And then Erica, shout out to other Ericas in the world, and that happened to you once. Well, okay, I don't know what to say. Hopefully, I don't know, did your color mess up? I don't know what to say, girl, but hopefully. But I guess you can understand. So to me, I feel like I can understand the color part to some extent, because I have had hair emergencies that went crazy. You know, like if I'm getting my hair braided, I can't leave with half braids and half afro. Like I would be late too. But I might not do it like because I was sleepy. You know, I would have to just
oversleep,
like, and just be like, oh my God. But to be like, exactly, I'm going to sleep in instead of making your meeting. That's whack.
Exactly.
But I do love, I mean, I love Deandra, so I don't know. I think maybe she subconsciously sabotaged herself, because sometimes, I know I've done that where I'm like nervous about something,
and then
all of a sudden I'm running late all the time.
And in the beginning, as I was watching it, you know, I'm like, Deandra, girl, look at you messing up. But when she did call Travis, I felt that she was embarrassed. She called it. She was embarrassed to say that she was wrong. And at first, she wasn't really trying to admit that she was wrong when she was talking to her husband, Jeremy. But her having to put her big girl pants on and call Travis, it was almost like, I don't know, she felt so small to me compared to Travis, the way she called him and her choking up, delivering this apology. I felt that she was sincere, but I felt that she also was embarrassed to admit that she was wrong in the way she let things play out.
As she absolutely should have been. And I think the reason why she was really scared, but one thing that I really like is Travis was no joke. He called and he was like, hey, Deandra, we had an appointment at 8. It's now 9:15. I just got your message that you had a hair issue. I think that's very unprofessional. Happy birthday, boo.
I was like,
go ahead, Travis. That's how you read people in Dallas. You check them first, but you know, but best wishes.
Professional check.
Thank you. A professional check. I'm going to read you right quick, but I hope you enjoy the rest of your birthday. So I felt like that kind of put her in a place where if she were to call him, she couldn't play it off. She couldn't be like, he, because he already told her, like, no, you're unprofessional.
She should have, in some way, I don't know how, been able to reach out to Travis personally and apologize.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Only because I feel like that would have... because now you're apologizing because now a third or another person has told you that somebody couldn't make it to the meeting. So I feel like she should have found a way, like, hey, Stephanie, I'm not going to be able to make it, but do you think you can maybe shoot me Travis's number so I can reach out to him and tell him why or something?
Well, a couple things on that. One thing was, even if she didn't have Travis's cell phone, like, he runs a company that has an office phone.
Yeah.
So she could have left a message, exactly, like, at 7 or something.
But that's why I feel
like she would have had to set her alarm and wake up. I know that. But she could have called and left a message herself. That's one thing. And the second thing, I do wonder, although I love her dearly and it's not her responsibility, but really, when did Stephanie check her phone? Because she was like, oh,
She said she checked it.
If she got it at 1:30. Like, because to me, I don't know. I mean, you know how people are on their phones and stuff. I feel like the way Stephanie mentioned it seemed like she forgot to tell him and was like, oh, man, I forgot. So, you know, I think that kind of compounds it when the person is sitting there waiting for you for over an hour. Yeah. Like, you know, so had he known, it still would have been trifling, but he could have made other appointments and moved on with his day. So
I feel like we have all been, you know, I'm going to end with this and we could go on to the rest of the episode, but I feel like we've all been in instances where, I mean, not maybe as dire as a business meeting, but I've been in places, and you probably have too, Erica, where you have this scheduled thing to go to, and then you're like, damn it, like, now I'm tired. I'm about to be tired when I wake up. I really don't want to go. So you do hit that last minute, hey, I'm not going to show up. And even though you think in your right mind, like, hey, well, I did give them notice, like, it is a few hours before, you know, I'm supposed to meet them, you have a little guilt, like, I probably should have went, or I probably should have handled it in a different way. And I just feel like DeAndra went through that, I probably should have handled it different. And exactly. She apologized. But, you know, in the beginning when you do it, he's like, oh, I'm fine. I told them 7 hours before our meeting. It's going to be all good. But really, proper prior notice would have been better. So,
well, DeAndra, here's a heads up. If you ever need, like, a really good, like, my transmission went out, oh, my God, I got an eye ulcer. If you need a good story, you know, DM me, girl, and I'll hook you up. So you can tell, you can tell something where the person feels guilty that you missed as opposed to feeling you're an idiot.
Erica is writing excuses for y'all for the good price of $1,000 per excuse.
Nah, just come on the show. Just send a sister a shout out. I'll give it to you. Pro bono.
Speaking of pro bono, Leanne and this wedding child, her trying to get this sponsorship. You know what's crazy? I worked in marketing, so I'm not gonna say who, but there have been cases where I have seen people wanting sponsorships for their wedding.
Right.
Like, hey, for the, you know, price of this, would you be able to, you know, pay for this at my wedding, and we'll put your brand on the backdrop of X, Y, and Z? And I'm just like, what? But people really do that. That's like what the world we're living in now, especially with when you have these influencers and celebrities and our reality stars and housewives. They're someone of great importance to us, like, right. We're talking about them now, and so they feel as though, you know what, let me get a little sponsorship for what I'm trying to make happen. Now, do you think that Leanne should have asked this person to make her dress, knowing she didn't even have the budget to afford her, especially she's had her already for her engagement dress being made? So she, I'm guessing, already knows her price points this woman has, right, for this dress. Do you think she should have even asked her to come, knowing that she didn't have the money? She's kind of tight on funds right
of
now.
Of course she should have asked her. A closed mouth does not get fed, people. If you don't ask, the answer is always no. That's what people say. And
but her mouth was closed.
All right. Well, you bring somebody to ask for you. But whatever you do, yeah, like, if she, you know, I mean, if you don't ask, then it's already no, period. Anyway, that's the first thing. The second thing is, you know, if you're not big enough, like Portia and NeNe, to get your own wedding special that Bravo will pay for,
exactly,
then you need to do what you got to do to make it happen. Okay. And thirdly, does anyone know really how Leanne makes her money? Because I'm always confused. Because I know she does a lot of fundraising.
Girl, that
and that's
is
all
the,
she
that
ever
is
says.
That is the question of the day. Question of the day.
Yes. If anyone knows, you know, let a sister know. Because I've always wondered this. Every season, I'm like, what does she do for? Because to me,
is she just a housewife?
Well, she's not a wife yet. That's the first thing. Soon to be. And the second thing was when she was when the show first started, she's really like a charity person.
Yeah. So most of those people are,
you know, well, she's running the event. So mm-hmm. that's the best way to get into things free is when you volunteer your time. Yes, we do that here too. But the question is, how does she, you know, like when you volunteer, I mean, are the charities paying her? Usually they don't pay that much. If someone knows, let me know how she really earns her money to live. But that's the thing. So to me, I always felt like the charity was her way to get in with folks. But how does that help you? That helps you with your standing in society. But how does that help you with your money? So mm-hmm. that to me, I feel like,
you being a good volunteer ain't gonna bring the
exactly,
cash flow,
but
huh?
That's her hustle. So she's used to asking people for money for a whole bunch of sponsorship for all other sorts of events. So if I can do it for the track race, for, you know, for the poor kids, for the dogs, I can do it for my wedding. So go ahead, Leanne.
As I said, at this point, I had just told Joseph that at this point she need to start a GoFundMe.
Okay, the point of getting sponsors is so that you don't have to pay any money, because we already know Leanne isn't even speaking to her mama. So her mama ain't paying no money. And if it's not, you know, I feel like Rich is paying for everything. So if she could get a sponsor, it would probably help us all.
Dang. The way that it was crafted to ask, though, that was, she didn't want to ask. That's why I said I would have done this off camera.
Like, but that's how you do. Girl. You look all humble. Like, I know I'm great and I do everything for everyone, so I don't want to ask.
You better than me. Yeah. I would have been like, girl, look, I'm going to let you know something just between us. I ain't got no money for this dress. So I'm just thinking maybe you could just, you know, do a little something for me. I'll give you a little publicity on my show.
First of all, Leanne is like, look, you already on TV right now for this meeting, so you already got free exposure. So how much more do you want?
First of all, hats off to this wedding dress maker, because the way she sketched and etch-a-sketched it all, it was beautiful. I need my dress. I need to start saving now. Y'all, I'm about to start a GoFundMe. Don't know, have a wedding date yet.
That's what Leanne should do.
That's
what she should have done. I might have thrown her a dollar or two myself just to see it happen.
So unrelated. There was this popular story that's trending right now. This man literally was at a rally, said, you know, give me $25 for this type of beer that he wanted. He ended up getting $6,000. Then that accumulated to $27,000. I mean, he ended up, you know, silver lining, donating it to Children's Hospital. But these people, once you put your Venmo and GoFundMe, you know what? After this show, I'm putting my GoFundMe in my bio.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. Wait. Time out. A GoFundMe, a Cash App, because I know everybody on Instagram is like, well, Cash App me. I'm like, your stories are not that interesting. Yeah. But yeah, so, you know, do a Cash App. Leanne,
yeah, Joseph, it's happening, child. Marketing world is crazy. People are asking for handouts.
Exactly. I know people who have GoFundMe accounts because they move in to L.A. And I'm like, wait a minute.
What time
to follow their dreams. I'm like, I just had to pay my own way and pack my own bags and buy my own flight. But they got a GoFundMe
when
account,
it was Mayweather's last fight, some girl put a GoFundMe, helped me get to the Mayweather fight. And she got the funds. So I just got to, like you said, close mouth, don't get fed.
Exactly.
I just got a little pride. Got to let that go. You know, speaking of pride and letting it go, we got to go on.
All right, well, before we move on,
I will
say this.
Yes.
Before we move on, you guys, we just want to thank you for making us the ESPN of TV talk, okay? But we do need your help. So if you're watching us right now and you enjoy us, then please like, subscribe, give us a thumbs up. And if you're watching us on YouTube, great. But if you're listening to us on iTunes or SoundCloud or any of those things, then, you know, comment, give us 5 stars. All that stuff really matters. And it's really important that we have engagement with you guys. So definitely comment during the live chat, but certainly comment after the live chat. And if you're here right now, go ahead and give us a like, a thumbs up, because you're already watching us. And thank you guys so much for giving us the opportunity to do the things that we love, you guys. So like, subscribe, thumbs up, all that good stuff.
Well, Erica, I feel like our segment is about to come on, because when we're heading over to Mexico, you know, I know that you have this love for Deandra. I have this love for Leanne. But I don't know if you felt this, but tonight I felt really disappointed in the person that I love, so to speak. Like, Leanne disappointed me a little bit tonight. I always try to be rooting for her. I always feel like deep down, she's good. She got some good in her. But tonight, I don't know. We go to this house in Calleres. I love it. I love the house. So I can't understand why Leanne had so much to say. So much to say. We get to the house. First of all, she's excited to move to room with Carrie when we pull out all the names out of the cup. We're like, okay.
Right.
Seems like everybody's going along well. But then we get to the house and it's like, oh my gosh, it's too many stairs. It's, you know, oh my God, I'm going to sleep in the same bed. I'm too old to be sleeping around. First of all, I'm taking advantage of where the hell I'm at. Especially if you can't pay for your wedding dress, you really need to be happy where you're at.
Exactly. Okay? Very much so.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm asking. I might have to ask Carrie to pay for it because we're out of here. I'm like, girl, let me sleep with you. I'm sleeping with Carrie just so that I could maybe afford anything else, any other expenses I need for this wedding. Okay? That's all.
All right, so a couple of things. Yes, I'm cool. I like everybody. I just feel like, you know, I always feel like there's always that one person each season that's the villain, and then there's always the teams and stuff. But I pretty much like mostly everyone. I think the only person that I'm kind of like, ugh, about would be Cameron, because I feel like,
and that's
Cameron
what I was gonna give
is
to
never
our
really
next
true
segment.
True mm-hmm. to herself. She's kind of like wavering. She doesn't really stay true to anything one way or the other. So Leanne, okay, she was definitely a negative Nancy, a Debbie Downer.
Hell
or
yeah.
Whatever, like every little thing, she was kind of, you know, maybe she was in a bad mood or something, because I didn't even feel like it was stemmed from dislike for Carrie. It just felt like she was just like old and grumpy, and I was like, oh girl, it's a bad look.
Do you think, I know we're gonna probably talk about this, well, no, not probably, we are gonna be talking about this in a minute, because it was basically one of the biggest, I would say, storylines of this episode, which was depression.
Oh, right.
Do you think Leanne's moods stem from her depression? Like, is this why we're getting the Leanne we get from her trauma? And or is she,
no,
like what Stephanie's
no.
saying, which I kind of am piggybacking on or agreeing with, is that she is using this as a mechanism to shut down conversations, to isolate herself from real issues, or, you know, not letting people interact with her, like Carrie, who was trying to, you know?
Okay, so a couple of things. Like, one, I know she had all these traumas as a childhood, in her childhood or whatever, but definitely I think that she uses that pretty much as an excuse for everything. And she had, like, at first it was like, it was okay season one, because you were new and this was fresh and you weren't used to cameras following you and you were new to the Real Housewife experience. But we're four seasons in. So if you're still acting crazy, I mean, even when she was in therapy, she was still a little aggressive. So it's like, I don't know, maybe if she needs a better therapist, I don't know what to say. Like, I am very sympathetic to her plight and what she has gone through, but she does seem to use it, as Deandra mentioned as well, as an excuse for her poor behavior. And even tonight in dinner, it's not like she was saying something so she could become closer to Carrie, and like she mm-hmm. was when she was talking about suicide with Stephanie, yes. Last season or the season before, whichever season that was. But here she kind of was using it almost to like check Carrie and get her to shut up. And
exactly.
It was like, okay, really? You know, and so that's why I think the girls, as the viewers are too, are kind of like, okay, you know, like enough already to some extent. Like, if it, sometimes I think it does come from a genuine place, but that doesn't have anything to do with why you too lazy to go down these stairs. That doesn't
why
have
you don't
anything
cross
to do
the bridge and do activities.
Thank you. It doesn't have anything to do with
why
you can't share a room. Why you can't share a room. While, you know what I mean? It doesn't have your childhood and all of that happened to you is no reason to be like, I'm not going to eat that because I'm going to throw up at a dinner table with people. Like, that's just, you know, inappropriate. Mm-hmm. You should have some sense of etiquette in Dallas. You know, you hang around high society. You don't talk about throw up right before people eat. Like, that's just offensive.
I don't want to be telling. I don't know what. I honestly don't know what happened in the shift. And if anybody in the chat or if anybody watching this after show wants to maybe fill in the blanks, but I really don't know. She was excited, I feel like, to room with Carrie when we get here. And it's just, no. I guess, what, because she doesn't have her own bed?
Well, okay, well, a couple things. One, I would say every single franchise.
Oh, my God, it's the
every
rooms.
Single it's franchise. Always it's always a room debacle every trip. So it's like, this is what they do. I think I've only seen one or two episodes of any series where someone was smart enough to get everybody dope rooms and nobody complained.
It was, Candace did.
Yeah, Candace.
After she did that horrible picnic with no napkins.
Exactly. So it's a couple of times where people have done it, but for the most part, New York, everybody goes through this drama of who's going to be in the room together, who has to be, you know, friends and roomies together and stuff. So you already know it's coming, and this time it just happened to be Leanne. So
yeah, that I'm going present. With Carrie. I'm going with the host. I mean, duh, she's the host. Like, and who cares about the bridge? First of all, I get what Leanne's saying, like, oh, maybe you might be scared of the bridge, but it was just, the tone was just too negative. Because there's been things that I don't want to do that I'm like, I don't know about doing, but the tone and the vibe was just down.
Exactly. And then I think Leanne pushes it to the extreme, because it's not just that, oh, okay, like, just say you're not going to go. That's fine. Because I'm sure there were other women who weren't going to go as well. But to be like, oh, I'm going to, good luck, have fun, fall to your death. Like, that's a little extra. Just let me walk across the bridge and you do what you're going to do.
And speaking of death, her talking about, yeah, well, I guess I'll see you in the morning if God will allow me to wake up. Like, we're, like, all that. It was just so, just too dark. We in Mexico. I haven't even been to Mexico. Like,
I mean, yeah, she.
I'm getting there. I'm not doing all this. Like, you are not bringing the energy to Mexico. Don't they stop margarita? Like,
exactly,
girl.
Exactly. Now, one thing I did like, though, was that Carrie, although she was new, and that's how I feel like new cast members have to be. You can't come into a franchise like a punk. So she came in, and she already knew in her mind, really, she wasn't going to like Leanne anyway, because she already told us that.
Yep.
But she was kind of cool with it, trying to be nice, and then Leanne started complaining and
showing her
fool,
true colors from what she heard. Exactly.
And that's what you have to do, because, you know, if she didn't, then Leanne would have thought she could continue to kind of, you know, talk to her any kind of way and run over her in her own home. So I like the fact that she stood up to her. And I think Brandy, Stephanie, that earned her respect with everybody.
Yeah. Because I don't like girls like that. Like, just because now that I said something to you, something back, because you want to be smart with me, now I'm saying something smart back, and now you feel like I'm not making you welcome. Now you feel like you're being attacked. And what, we should be catering to you? She's like, Carrie's not even making me feel welcome. Like, well, you've been complaining ever since you got here about everything. How you got here, what you gonna do when you get here.
Exactly. Like, exactly. And that's the issue that I have with Cameron, is because Cameron is so...
I'm not gonna say
she's up her behind, but she is up her behind. And so, like, you know, she's like, well, do you think I'm being negative? And Cameron could barely look her in the face. Like, I was like,
J-Lo,
Cameron,
cue the tumbleweed.
Thank you. Just tell her the truth. Just tell her the truth. Yes. And so Cameron going to say, you know, in her confessional, well, I just didn't let her negative get me down. Well, tell her she's being negative if you're really her friend.
Check
tell
your
her the
friend.
Truth. Yeah.
And the thing is that what I've always said amongst my friends, because I know certain people may not know, or certain people may not know the etiquette, I guess, to check your friend. But if this is your friend and, you know, this is what I do. You don't have to check your friend in front of everybody. But between you and your friend, you check her right there. Like, yeah, I'm gonna have your back in public, but when it's me and you, girl, no, you shouldn't have done that. Even if she would have written about it in that way. But for her to say that she didn't see anything wrong at all, you don't see her being negative in any way, That's where I'm like, okay, girl.
Right, that's just a lie.
Where are you at?
Exactly. Like, and then she says later, well, I don't let it get to me. Well, she asks you something point blank and not even so much a check. Just be like, okay, well, you were being a little bit negative, Leanne. Just so Leanne could stop and self-reflect. Because to me, honestly, I think as you get older, long travels, long seated stuff, you know, you have blood pressure issues, your feet start swelling up. She probably was just uncomfortable and tired and grumpy. So I get that part. And she just didn't realize, okay, I'm on TV, so maybe I should tone my crankiness down. But that's what you have your friends to tell you.
And I don't think she has nobody really in her corner to check her. Right. At all. Like, everybody needs that, especially when you're friends with a moody friend who you know is always on edge, who you know always has something to say, who you know is going to take a bite of the food and then tell the waiter, I don't even really like this. You could take this back. Like, you need to have somebody then in your corner that's going to tell you, you need to calm it on down because you are not about to ruin this trip for us. Okay, I love you.
Very true. Very true. And shout out to Joseph Boza who says, oh, wait, okay. Now, I don't know if I agree with you because I'm on Atlanta too, but he says Leanne is the NeNe Leakes of Dallas. And I don't think I'm team NeNe. So NeNe is not as grumpy as Leanne, although she does have her moments.
And Leanne got no one-liners like NeNe.
Although I think Leanne's goal is to be the NeNe of Dallas. That's what she's aiming for. She's aiming to be the NeNe. And she is well on her way. I will say that, Joseph. So hilarious.
But Leanne ain't got the funds. Like, NeNe, because NeNe would have been able to pay for that wedding, child.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And Joseph also.
NeNe, in the words of NeNe, she got the coins.
Exactly. Okay? Exactly. And another thing Joseph mentions on here, and a few people in the chat are talking about how Leanne acts entitled. And what's interesting for me is I've always found it interesting because from the very beginning, Leanne has always acted entitled. And she is the one person we know has not come from no
nothing.
Money. Like, I'm like, you're entitled to carnival popcorn, boo. Why are you acting like you are aristocracy? And she has always been like that from the first day.
You kind of see it really with the housewives that do come from nothing. Like, if you look at Karen Huger, she thinks that she, you know, she's the dom, but she doesn't come from nothing either. I don't know what it is about once these women who don't come from anything, but then they, you know, have a rich husband or they get into this rich society and then it all flips. And, you know, it's crazy because I think a lot of some people might feel that DeAndra's the same way. And when you do look closely at DeAndra's lifestyle, she necessarily wasn't raised in that society.
But
either.
However, though, she was adopted as an early age. So at least she was, you know what I'm saying? Like, her original father did not have money, but her mom was like, okay, I'm not gonna be broke for too long, and I saw me a rich man and I want him, I'm gonna get him. And so her mom married rich while she was still young enough to claim it, and he adopted her. So at least she, unlike, you know, Leanne, has been exposed to it and has been in that society from the beginning, or at least from as a young child, I should say.
All right, well, we're about to get into our special segment, but I think that we are already done giving our shadiest moment, our tumbleweed moment of the day. Special segment, y'all.
All right, so now what I thought was shady, although it was all in good fun, was everybody kind of dogging DeAndra and how messy she is as a roommate, which I feel like that's what my friends would say about me. But and then Brandy was like, I don't think I won the lottery. So that was a little shady. But yeah, I think really Leanne's
I think not shady, but shady in a funny way too, were the children when the housewives are getting ready to go to Mexico. Brooklyn over here telling Brandy stripes are not in. We got Cameron's kids. They don't even know what a commercial flight is. I mean, it just goes to show these families, child. These crazy, rich, real housewives families. But honestly, I really do give my shadiest moment, though, to Cameron for not holding Leanne accountable. Like,
No, I don't know what they're talking about, Leanne.
I can't believe that made me lose a little bit of credibility for her. But
Joseph says, and maybe he's right, Leanne with the sponsors. All right, Joseph, you might have got us on that one. That's a good point. There's no need to pay for your wedding.
And side note, DeAndra talking about she would rather work 3 jobs and bus tables rather than doing laundry.
I agree with Leandra, so I don't know what to say.
What? What? I just did laundry today.
There is something out there called life without laundry. They come, they pick it up, they take it away, they bring it back. I feel like that's the greatest thing. So I don't know. But I don't feel like I'm too good. I mean, I do it, but you know, if I had the option not to, I would take it.
Okay. I'm gonna just comment on one thing, then we're gonna get into our prediction. Tabitha Roadhouse, what's up, Tabitha? She said she's siding with Leanne in the room situation. If there are enough rooms for everyone, why share a bed with someone else?
And I agree with that to an extent, except you're not the host, so I agree with DeAndra. Like, it's just etiquette. Like, if she says share a room, just share a room and be quiet and complain about it in your confessional, like you always
especially
do.
Especially when I know that Leanne clearly don't have a problem sharing a room with Cameron. So then what's the... I mean, even though I know their dynamic, I mean, yeah. It's a chance for you to get to know somebody, girl. Yeah, like, exactly. It's not even that big of a deal.
Exactly.
She's going to be on a franchise with you. She's clearly about to be on hella episodes with you. You might as well take this opportunity to get to know her in her home.
Yeah.
And like I said, she's the one with the money, honey. Try to get her to sponsor your wedding.
Very true.
Now let's get into our After Buzz predictions.
Mm-hmm. And now your After Buzz TV predictions.
Alrighty. I think Brandy and Leanne. I don't know. I don't have a good prediction this week.
Honestly, I just think that what you feel frustrated with Cameron not holding Leanne accountable. I think that's going to tick off Brandy because, like Brandy has said, she knows how Leanne is. She has constantly talked about how negative Leanne can be. And I feel that Leanne's going to play this whole victim as Carrie's not being welcoming to me to a T, to the point where it's going to bother the other ladies. And Cameron's just not going to be able to take the truth. And that's why she's going to throw that napkin up in Brandy's face.
Exactly. So so I feel like basically the divide is going to strengthen. So I think Cameron is going to stick tight behind Leanne as she has been. And I think Brandy and Stephanie are encouraged and, you know, in love with Carrie enough that big divide between Leanne and DeAndra is now going to spread to Leanne and Carrie. And I think that's going to kind of get even more explosive.
And I'm ready to see your girl DeAndra have some fun. She clearly blackout drunk, having a great time on the floor, doing a little striptease for Stephanie in the bedroom. I'm ready to see it. I'm ready to see a little wild DeAndra again.
You know, this is the new 50, so she's gonna be like, make it happen, DeAndra.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, DeAndra looked really good in that bathing suit when she was dancing in front of Stephanie. I said, okay, D, do it then.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Cool beans.
All right, guys. Well, this has been the after show for Real Housewives of Dallas. I'm your host, Raylan T. Please find me on Instagram. I was just thinking about one thing, though, before I left. DeAndra said if she would have known that Carrie's husband's brother, Guillermo, owned that house, that she would have played her cards better.
Yes, you snooze, you lose, and now you're dating. Now you're married to a painter
that is living
off of you, girl.
Poor Jeremy. So. Guys, like I said, I'm your host, Raylan T. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taren. Erica, let them know where they can find you.
All right, so guys, you can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards.
And make sure to follow all things AfterBuzz TV at AfterBuzz TV. We will see you guys next Wednesday. Bye.
Ciao for now, folks.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.